ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, ערב שבת קודש, הקסטומס תלרן דהפטרה. These שיעורים have been sponsored generously by Freddy Kassab and his wife Yvette. דעדו נשמת יעקב בן שרה, יצחק בן מזר, רוח השם תנחם בגן עדן, אמן. הפטרה is הפטרת כי תצא. כי תצא is the same הפטרה that the ספרדים read פרשת נוח. The prophet is Yeshayahu. The perek is Nundal. It's a small haftarah, it's only 10 pesukim, which is the minimum that a haftarah could be. The haftarah, interestingly enough, we know it's part of the series of Shavda Nechamata, the seven haftarot of consolation. This would be number five. Strangely enough, this Haftarah was said not at the time of the destruction. This was said actually before the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. The other prophets were all prophesizing doom and destruction. And the prophet Yeshayah, that was known to be the prophet of Nehemiah, he even at the time when the prophets was predicting what's going to happen about the destruction of Yerushalayim and the Galut, so he just wanted to let everybody know that but it's going to get better. That after the destruction, things will get better, which is interesting. The Nehemiah was coming even before anything happened. And the prophet is already, you know, patting them and saying, you know, everything will be fine. Although whatever the other prophets are saying is going to come true, but nonetheless, there's hope after. The reason why we read this for Parashat Noah is a no-brainer. It's because of the last Pasuk, or Pasuk Tet, actually makes a reference to Men Noah. The flood of Noah. We'll see what that has to do with the Nehemiah, but that's, you know, an easy one when you get to Parashat Noah. Why they chose it. The reason why they chose it this week, again, we don't really have to find the connection to the Parashah. When it comes to Shabda Nehemata, the connection is to the Zman, not necessarily to the Parashat Shavua. You know, although, you know, if you wanted to be, imaginative, you can probably find your connection. The end of the parasha talks about Amalek. Kimachot imchayet zecher Amalek. And that's talking about when Mashiach comes. You're going to have the final, you know, Kiyad al kesiyam al hamal Hashem ba'amalek. And that's what the prophet is talking about over here also. At the time we're going to see tonight, the third Beit HaMikdash they're going to talk about. So therefore, there would be a connection right from the Maftir straight into the Haftarah. The Maftir talks about Sha'at HaGe'ula, when Amalek will be destroyed. And after that goes into that moment also, which is a simple connection. Roni Akara lo yalada, b'shi rina b'sahali lo hala, ki rabim b'ne shomema m'b'ne be'ula amar Adonai. So b'ne Yisrael, the prophet refers to them as Akara. Akara is referring to barren. In the time of the Galut, Yerushalayim at least was barren from all its inhabitants. Like an Isha Akara that doesn't have any children. Lo Yalada doesn't have any offspring. It was not at the time that he said it. This is talking about what's going to happen at the time of the destruction. But he said, don't worry, Roni Akara. That one day the Akara is going to roni, it's going to be able to sing. Lo yalada, pishi, open your mouth, meaning out loud. Rina, in rejoicement. V'tzahali, tzahali is, and sing in a loud voice, Yerushalayim. Lo hala, which means you never went through birth pains because you didn't have any children. Basically this person was saying, the city that was barren without anybody, one day is going to be filled again with people. Ki rabim b'nei shomema m'b'nei be'ula. B'nei shomema are those children of the desolation, which is us. And b'nei be'ula, that's like the landlord. The be'ula, that's the one that has many children, which is the goyim. So the prediction of the prophet is that there's going to come a day where Rabbim b'nei shomema m'b'nei be'ula, that there'll be more b'nei shomema, which is us, the children of the desolation, more than b'nei be'ula, the goyim, which were very, there was a lot of them. The Gemara Berachot, just to remind you of the Gemara that we learned in the Daf Yomi, the Gemara said, Roni Akara Lo Yalada, because Lo Yalada Roni, you're gonna sing? And the Gemara said, yes, because we, the Jewish people, do not give birth to children that go to Gehinam, meaning Lo Yalada Banim Le Gehinam. It's based really on today's Daf that we did, that according to one opinion we saw, that Afilu Rekanim Shebahem Mele'im Mitzvot Shel Kerimon, Ve'en Ur Shel Gehinam Sholetet Bahem. And therefore the Gemara Berachot is saying on this Pasuk, yeah, Roni Akara Lo Yalada Banim Le Gehinam, therefore you can rejoice. There's a connection between today's Daf. Amar Hashem. The time that we come back to Eretz Yisrael is going to be an expansion, because all the Jews are going to come from all over the world. So the tent, that's where the dwelling is going to be expanded. So the prophet says, Harhivi mekom aholech. You know, widen the tent. The tent is where you're going to be dwelling. Vidi'ot mishkenotayich. The vidi'ot is the covering of the tent of the mishkanim. Yatu, spread them out. Al tachsochi, do not refrain from doing this, because there's going to be so many people coming back, you're going to need all the space. It's referring to the expansion of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. Ha'arichi metarayich. Metarayich is the ropes. The ropes, you know, when you have a tent, you have to put it on the ropes to stretch it out in order to tie the yiriot. Vitedotayich hazeki. And vitedotayich literally means the pegs. The pegs that you put the tent. Again, it's not a real tent over here. It's a mashal. They're comparing Eretz Yisrael to one big tent. And they're saying, Abotai, when Mashiach comes, you're going to have to expand the whole country, because it's going to be a lot of people. Vitedotai chazeki, take the stakes, that's the right word, the stakes that they peg in the ground in order to make the tent sturdy. So it's saying, Vitedotai chazeki. All right, we cannot go a few pesukim without a derasha of the great Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai says a beautiful thought on the words Vitedotai chazeki. There's two words in the Hebrew language that sound similar, but they are diametrically opposed. One word is the word kadosh, or kedusha, which is holiness, something that's very, 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 you know, lofty. And then you have another word that's called kadesh, or kedesha, and that's chas v'shalom, zona. That's kadesh. Kadesha is somebody that commits, you know, chas v'shalom, immorality. And what's the difference between the two words? The Vav. Kadosh has a Vav, take the Vav away, and you have Kadesh. And the Rav Ben Ish Chai says that Kedoshim Tihiyu, Borei Olam asks for us to be Kedoshim, but Chas v'Shalom, if we do not have holiness and we commit acts of immorality, Borei Olam takes the Vav out of Kedusha, and all the deeds that we do from the Kedusha goes to the Sitra Hara. It goes to the other side. From the Kadosh becomes Kadesh. And the key is the letter Vav. We know that Yosef HaSadiq, for example, his greatness was the Kedusha. Yes, Sadiq is referring to the Yesod. If you remember by Yosef, it says Paro made for him Bigdeshesh. You know, very, very royal clothes, but it's called Bigdeshesh. And the Ben Ish Chai says Koshesh is six, which is the letter Vav. Because he did not succumb to Kadesh. He added the Vav to his name through the temptation that he did not succumb to. So therefore, they make for him Vayalbesh Oto Begdeshesh. That's the Vav. So therefore, the Pasuk could be hinting to us that a Yated, a stake that you put in the ground, it's a peg. What does it look like? Which letter of the Hebrew alphabet? The letter Vav. So therefore, the Navi is giving us a remez of how to bring Mashiach. Vitedotayich al tachsochi. Do not minimize the yated. Make sure that you don't go to the kadesh. Make sure you put the vav in kadesh. Vitedotayich hazek. Strengthen it, which is really going to be the test at the end of time, as we know. At the end of time, the nisyon is going to be sins of znut, immorality, and things like that. So therefore, he's reminding us the vav. Don't forget the ki yamin usmol tefrosi. V'zar'ech goyim yirash, v'arim neshamot yoshivu. Big pasuk. Ki yaminu smol tefros. So you're going to flourish to the right and to the left, which means the enemies to your right and to the left, you're going to expand all the countries. V'zara'ech, that's b'nei Yisrael, goyim yirash, you're going to inherit all the countries to the east and to the west. V'arim neshamot yoshivu, those cities, there's a Yisrael that remained barren and desolate, yoshivu. Yoshivu means they're going to return to be flourishing cities. This pasuk over here is very, very ripe for derash. So let's go one at a time. Yaminu smol tefrosi. The Ben Ish Chai writes that we have three hagim. The three hagim of Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. Interestingly enough, he compares the three hagim to what it says in the first Mishnah, Pirkei Avot, second Mishnah,